Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now, and every day around 5 p.m.
When I caught you noticing me noticing your face.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency that has been owned and operated since 1981. If you in Tennessee, she can help you. Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with University of Memphis Athletics. So if you're somebody who wants to support a local business that is supporting the local athletic department, Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that's the agency for you. Emphasize the word local. Two locations in the Memphis area. One on Canada Road in Lakeland. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. And this is important because, you know, if you're going to have to make a homeowner's claim or an automobile claim, you don't want to call a 1-800 number, talk to somebody in a different part of the country, doesn't know you, doesn't care about you. That could get awkward and uncomfortable and perhaps costly. With Elizabeth Rook Insurance, you need to sit down with Elizabeth. You can sit down with Elizabeth. You're going to call them. You're going to call them at a 901 area code. They're right here. 901-867-7283, 901-867-SAVE. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian. He's the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So your latest column, DailyMemphian.com, is focused on the Tiger football program that took another disappointing loss on Saturday. Home loss to East Carolina in overtime. Obviously, the decision to go for two after scoring to make it a one-point game in overtime has been scrutinized. I think it, based on Twitter reaction, I think it comes down to a handful of things. Some people want you to just kick it and extend the game. I think that's where I'm at. Others don't mind you going for two, but would have preferred a different play call once you decide to go for two. I know where you're at on this, but I'll ask you anyway because it's radio. What did you make of Ryan Silverfield's decision to try to end the game when he tried to end the game? And in fairness, he did end the game.
Yeah, he did end the game. I don't have any opinion about the play call. Listen, when you decide to go for two, just generally speaking, your odds of winning the game are less than 50%. Now, if you're pounding them and the other team's worn down and what, like, it's not always going to be less than 50%. But college football teams make a 2-point conversion less than 50% of the time. It's in the low 40s generally is the number most years that they convert 2-point conversions. So when you go for two, you're saying, all right, we're going to try to win it here, but you probably won't, right? And to me, if you're a team playing at home and you are as good or better than the other team, in most circumstances, you just don't do that. You go ahead and extend the game. Now, there were extenuating circumstances, and Ryan talked about them. One is he didn't trust his kicker. Two is he didn't say it just like that, but it's true. And the other was he didn't trust his running game, so he thought that if they got into overtime, they didn't have enough chance to win. Whatever. It was honestly, it was a show of far from being aggressive, it was a show of lack of faith in his team in some ways, right? Like, he doesn't have faith in his kicker, and he didn't have faith that they could win it in extended overtime, so let's just go ahead and take a shot now, which is why, when you do it, when you're Kansas playing at Texas, and you're like, holy crap, we got a 42% chance of winning this game. Let's take the shot. So I wouldn't have done it. I don't think it was the right decision, and I didn't think it was the right decision beforehand, but I also think the other side is defensible. The other argument is defensible, and Ryan had his reasons for it. And so my larger concern really isn't about that decision. It's about the football program generally. Like, I don't think much hinges on that decision, but I do think I have some concerns about the drift of the football program generally.
I'm less understanding, and I'm with you. Either decision is defensible. I don't think, like, this is crazy what they did, and I don't think he's the only coach who would have done it. But I'm a little less understanding of, I don't want to send my kicker out there after I just watched him kick one through the uprights. You know, like,
oh, there's no question. A, he just sent his kicker out there, and you needed the field goal to get to overtime. You could have gone for it. He was on the six, right? They could have gone for the touchdown then. Last play of the game, let's win it. If you're being aggressive, instead he sent the kicker out. Then he sent the kicker out again in overtime to kick the extra point, such that Seth Hennigan, when he was asked about it afterwards, said, yeah, well, I was surprised. I was walking away. I thought they were going to kick it. Like, so because they called timeout and he changes his mind. I think the mindset there is a little bit, it seems reactive and erratic rather than aggressive.
Well, you know, obviously that you know, decision was made in that moment. And to, I don't know, be in a place in one moment where we're just going to kick this and extend the game and then immediately switch to, no, I don't trust my kicker, let's try to win it right here. That does seem indecisive. And I wonder if the indecisiveness doesn't trickle onto the field. Like, if your quarterback knows from the jump, hey, if we score, we're going for this, you know, you're of a certain mindset. When your quarterback is, quote, surprised by his own admission that you're sending him back out there, I don't know if that's a great place to start what you're about to try to do.
No, I think that's right. I think that's a fair criticism. I think it seems indecisive. It was indecisive. It doesn't seem indecisive. He was going to do one thing, they called that timeout, and he decided to do another thing. That's the very definition of indecisive. So, yes, it was indecisive, unquestionably. So, I mean, again, anyone can have a bad moment, if you want to call it a bad moment, right? That's fine. For me, the bigger question with this team is, why did a team that used to score 40 points a game and ever since 2014 has scored at least 35 points a game, why is it now averaging 30 points a game? And as Jeffrey actually broke it down in league play, because if you look at non-conference play, you know, both Nicholls State and Arkansas State, they scored a ton. But if you just look at the scoring in league play, compared the last couple of years to the years previous, it's dramatically down. And to me, that's the larger concern, that there was a brand of what is, of okay, this is what Memphis football is. Like, they're exciting. They get highly skilled players. They put them in position to make big plays. They unleash them. You know, but that's what Memphis football, that's the brand that Memphis football has been. To me, that is the bigger concern. Like, and it would be fine, I suppose, if they were winning every game this way, but they're not. And you know, if they lose to Houston and they'll be underdogs to Houston, they'll have a losing record and they'll be in danger of missing a bowl game. So they're less interesting, less fun, less aggressive, in fact. And it's not working. And that, to me, is the bigger concern. It's working in moments. It's worked against SMU. It worked against Mississippi State. Ryan has had some very big wins at Memphis. But I don't think there's any way you can look at the program and not say that it's lost some momentum.
And what's interesting about it is that if you and I would have been having, or anybody would have been having this conversation in the preseason, and we fast forward to November 15th, and Memphis is not scoring at the rate Memphis used to score, we'd say, well, yeah, they got a quarterback problem. You know, they were going to have to start a new quarterback anyway, and then he got hurt, so they're really playing the entire season with the guy that was supposed to be the backup quarterback. So, of course, the offense doesn't look the way it used to look. I don't think they got a quarterback problem, though.
No, I think if you're saying, all right, what's the best case for Memphis? Stop being negative. Let's be positive about Memphis. What's going right? And what's going right is, well, they've won some big games. You know, they've won a bowl game. They've beaten SMU. They've beaten Mississippi State. They've beaten UCF in the last 2 years. I mean, and they got the quarterback of the future. Seth Hennigan's awesome, and he is. Seth Hennigan is terrific. Like he'll make the occasional bad throw, but not much, not often. Like to me, when they put it in Seth Hennigan's hands, that's when they are most effective. We saw it again at the end of this game. They had to march down the field to get a field goal to tie. Boom, boom, boom. I don't trust them when they're trying to balance the, you know, when they're trying to run the ball. They very clearly can't run the ball. Haven't been able to run the ball in two seasons, and yet persist in trying to run the ball. But if you're asking me what's like hopeful and good about this football program, it's that if Seth Hennigan is here and on board and whatever else, they have a quarterback of the future because he's really good.
Talking to Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. I want to switch gears to the Grizzlies. They were down in New Orleans on Saturday night. Lost by double digits to a team that had only won one game prior to playing the Grizzlies. So Grizz are now on a three-game losing streak. They're under 500 for the first time all season, heading into tonight's game against the Rockets, another one-win team. Now, the Grizz are at home, favored by 11.5 tonight. Barring a surprise, they will be 7-7, you know, when we go to sleep tonight. But it has been a dreadful little stretch. And do you think, I heard you talking about this a little bit on your show this morning, is it a bad little stretch, or is it indicative of a larger issue?
I don't think we know. You know, I don't think we know. It's interesting because you will recall when they made the trades that they made to get rid of Jonas and get rid of Grayson Allen, and they weren't trying to get rid of them. They were trying to capitalize on the fact that they weren't going to keep them long term, and use those assets to get other assets, which, you know, fit into the long term plan. You and I both said that, well, you know, they're taking a long view here, and we didn't really even criticize them for taking a long view. But it seemed pretty clear that those players would be missed, you know, to some extent. Now maybe Ja's development and Jaren's development could make up for it. And that still could be true, but I think we are seeing that to some extent. Like the Jonas is a better basketball player than Steven Adams, and Grayson Allen is just killing it. Now, mind you, he's killing it in Milwaukee where, he gets a lot of open shots. But I do think we're seeing some of that, but I also think it can, you know, if you could go back to last year, which ended very well, they're in the play-in tournament, they make the playoffs, everyone's feeling excited about the franchise, and you can go back and look at a week here or there where they were just god-awful. And so it's very possible, it seems to me, that we'll look back at this week and say, man, this was the week when they were god-awful. But right now they're in eighth place. I think they're where we sort of thought they would be, which is, you know, in the mix for the play-in tournament. They're working Dylan Brooks back in, and so I think there are some worrisome signs, but I don't think we know right now if it's just a blip or if it's indicative of larger issues.
So I was flying on Saturday night, and but I've got Wi-Fi on the plane. I get a text from Big Bet Bennett, and he's upset. He's having a tough night. He's like, why do the Grizzlies stink now? And I first off, I don't know that they stink. What I do know is they're not playing well right now.
They certainly have been stinky.
I don't know if they stink, but they need a bath. All right? You know, they could use a bath. You know, I know that they're going through a bad stretch. I know that they have the worst defensive rating in the entire NBA after being seventh in defensive rating last season. But my reply to Bennett was, you know, they did trade two starters from a playoff team and didn't get back comparable pieces to help this season. Jonas Valanciunas is posting big numbers in New Orleans. Big numbers for a bad team, but big numbers. And Grayson Allen is, you know, averaging 16 points per game for the Bucks, shooting 44% from three. And in terms, like, I know why the Grizzlies did what they did, and I know it's a bet on the future, but it was always, in my mind at least, also undeniable that it was downgrading the current roster. Like, the 2021-22 Grizzlies roster is not as talented as the 2020-21 roster was. Now, this Ja Morant's better than last season's Ja Morant, and having Jaren Jackson Jr. after not having him last season, that's obviously a plus. But, you know, in terms of this team, they traded two starters, and the new pieces that are helping right now are Steven Adams, 8.6 points, 4.0 rebounds per game, or 8.8 rebounds per game, and Zaire Williams, who's averaging 18 minutes per game. You know, they downgraded the roster, and I'm certain this is at least somewhat of a byproduct of that.
Yeah, they absolutely. It is not as talented a roster as it could have been. They've added Jaren, and so this roster could have been even more talented. You add Jaren back, you have those guys, whatever else. So, and honestly, if you look at the numbers, like, Zaire Williams could emerge as a star, and I'm hopeful he will. But he's getting crushed right now. So whatever you thought of Grayson Allen, like, his minutes are much more productive than Zaire Williams. Minutes, and there's no question that Jonas's minutes are more productive than Steven Adams' minutes has been. It's just true. Now, it didn't mean necessarily that the team had to be worse this year than last year for the reasons you just said, because Ja could be better, and you got Jaren back, and Desmond could be better, and those things could all still be true. But they were not improving the roster this year when they made those deals. And anyone who tried to tell you otherwise, it's just not true. Like, they made the deals with the future and salary cap reasons and everything else in mind. And to get Zaire Williams, who they hope will be a star at some point. But there's no question that they certainly miss Jonas, and weirdly enough, they probably miss him offensively more than they do. You know, people are looking at the Grizzlies' defense. Well, Pelicans' defense is nothing either. Like, they're the second worst defensive team in the league. The Grizzlies are the worst right now, or what? Vice versa. So it's not like he's some defensive stalwart. But do they miss him? Yeah, I think they miss him. I'm not critical of those trades either. Like, I totally understand why they did them. But is that some explanation of why they are trying to find their way a little bit now? Yes, I think it is. But I also think, Jaren's lack of development in some ways is a huge reason for why they are. Like, a lot of the reasons for doing this was to clear the way for Jaren, right? Clear minutes, clear and the way they were going to play and everything else. And when Jaren has 4 points, 3 rebounds, or 4 points, 4 rebounds, or whatever he had Saturday, well, that's just not going to cut it.
Yeah, I'm with you in the sense that I've never said they were wrong to do what they did. I'm just saying it's wrong to insist that they didn't, while doing what they did, downgrade the 2021-22 roster. It doesn't mean this team still can't be good, can't also make the playoffs, but you were better equipped to play this schedule this season with Grayson Allen and Jonas Valanciunas on your team than you are without them on your team. And, you know, these are the types of things that are going to get brought up when you're on a 3-game losing streak. And the most recent loss was to Jonas Valanciunas' team. And by the way, Grayson Allen is playing really well for the reigning world champions. Yes.
Yeah. Now, mind you, they lost to the worst team in the league Saturday, but it wasn't really the worst. You know, the team that had stacked up all those losses, the New Orleans team, was without Brandon Ingram, right. And they have Brandon Ingram back. So the truth of the matter is, the team that they're playing tonight is really probably the worst team of the league.
Right.
Houston's awful, and they better win.
Yeah, you got to go to bed 7-7 tonight. You cannot lose back-to-back games to one-win teams. That's outrageous. So, yeah, handle business inside FedEx Forum. They're favored by 11.5. I assume that they will. Let's end on a high note. Tiger basketball, 39-point win, 90-50. 51 over North Carolina Central on Saturday night. And honestly, that's what, you know, a team like Memphis is supposed to do to a team like North Carolina Central. But I had Lavelle Moten on, who is North Carolina Central's coach, in the first hour, because, you know, a lot of coaches wouldn't want to come on, you know, in the Memphis market after losing by 39 right. and talk about it. But he's so, like, he understands where his program's at and where Memphis's program is at. And I knew he would be good just talking about, you know, what Penny has assembled here and the team that he just played. And, you know, one of the points he made is that, and the reason I got him on is because he, like, texted me yesterday morning. And he was like, man, gee, they're hard to score on. And I said, from a coach's perspective, like, you know, it's easy for me to look at numbers and reach the conclusion that Memphis is hard to score on. They're third in defensive efficiency right now. I said, but from your perspective, what makes them that? And, you know, he more or less said it's the length and athleticism, and they're bigger than you think. They're bigger than they look on TV. And when you break a press under normal circumstances, you're going to attack. But when they got Jalen Duren sitting back there, it's not maybe the best idea in the world to just attack. And so what are you, you know, how are you going to go about this? You know, we're supposed to score more than 51 points in a game that's getting up and down the court like that game was, but we really had a hard time scoring on them. And it's just a you know, hearing it from a coach, he seemed to feel like this is something that's going to not just be a problem for North Carolina Central, it's going to be a problem for everybody. He seemed to be a believer that Memphis, you know, has a chance to be really, really, really good this season.
Well, that's heartening to hear. It certainly looked like they had a hard time scoring. But, you know, that was and there were some other good things. I mean, first of all, Amani Bates is not like Ja in terms of, you know, he's not as explosive or whatever. But there's a similarity in that it feels like every game there might be a play or two that just, you know, is jaw-dropping. And he had a behind-the-back, he went behind his back dribble and then a step-back three. It's just like you just don't see most players make. And that was just jaw-dropping. So that was fun, honestly. That's probably my favorite play of the game. But the to see Earl Timberlake, I think, play much more like the Earl Timberlake who we expected to see, I thought was super promising. He seemed engaged. He filled up the box score and looked like, and there's another guy, like defensively will just murder you. You know, so if he's being productive offensively, he would be another one, it strikes me, who would contribute to this whole, yeah, they're impossible to score against.
Penny said after the game he brought Lester Quinones off the bench because he wanted to challenge him. How did you interpret that?
Oh, well, first, and before the game, he said he was tweaking the lineup. I think Lester did something, you know.
Right.
I think Lester did something. I don't know what, you know, I think, whatever, maybe Lester skipped a class. You know, like the one thing we know is that Lester's going to be, I guess we know Amani's going to be a starter, but we know Jalen's going to be a starter. But we've been penciling in Lester as a critical player for a long time. And in fairness, like when Lester came off the bench, he didn't pout, he didn't whatever. But they started Jaden, and that's not going to happen. Like this was not tweaking the lineup to see what it would be like if his son starts. It was I think Lester did something to irk someone or whatever, like broke a rule or bent a rule or whatever, or was less than enthusiastic or something. And so he brought him off the bench. And then when he came in off the bench, he was great.
Looking forward to tomorrow night. You know, St. Louis in town. They lost their best player to a preseason injury, Javonte Perkins. So they're not the team that, you know, if you go pick up an Athlon magazine and read about them, that team you're reading about, that it doesn't exist anymore because of an injury. But it's still a top 100 KenPom team. You know, it's still, a real team from a real league, and that'll be, I don't know that it'll be a test, but, you know, for the sake of the conversation, let's call it a test. It'll be the first test for the Tigers this season.
It'll be much more of a test anyway.
There you go.
Yeah. I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing the test. I'll be there courtside. I'm going tonight to see the Grizzlies break their losing streak, and then tomorrow to see what the Tigers are becoming, because next week it gets real. Next week they go to New York.
You're not under arrest, are you? I heard those sirens.
No, that's a fire. That's a fire hydrant.
You're not on fire, are you?
Lot. Don't believe I'm on fire. No, that was. Did you see Jim Harbaugh though? Jim Harbaugh was in that game against Penn State. He was on fire because he wasn't really on fire, but his pants were melted because he stood too close to one of the heaters.
I did not see that actually.
Yeah. So fire trucks could have been coming for Jim Harbaugh.
You got to be careful out there, man. It's tough. It's just tough to get through a day.
Well, it's like you say. It's so damn random. You know, everything about life, it's all random.
Everything about life is random. Scary. It's scary to think about. You're not in that much. You're not really in that much control. Anyway. No. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye. Got to be careful.
I can't believe his pants melted. Got to go check out the pictures of that.
Got to be careful. You know, in the latest sign that I'm aging,
mm-hmm.
I get cold sometimes when I'm sitting in my office.
Yeah.
My little legs get cold.
Yep.
And so I bought a little...
heater blanket?
Not a blanket. I don't have a blanket.
Okay.
But I bought a little heater that I set underneath my desk.
Oh, yeah, a little space heater.
And
okay.
I just turn it on. And I just warm my legs up sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever having to warm my legs up when I was a kid, but here I am. So I just warm my legs up sometimes. And do you know it has burnt every hair off of my leg?
Really?
So that I have no hair on my
Oh, my God.
I have no hair on my shins anymore.
I think you might need to move that thing back a little bit.
It's over with now. I don't think my hair grows back.
It might not come back.
I don't think I have any hair on my shins.
Oh, my goodness.
Barely any hair. And I don't even really notice
it. All to just stay warm in your home.
I just wanted my legs to be warm. Now it looks like I shaved my shins.
What are you going to do?
You ever shaved your shins?
No, I have not, no.
You ever shaved your legs at all?
No, my legs are pretty hairy.
Yeah, I never shaved my legs.
I never shaved my legs, no.
Yeah, but now I don't even have to. I burned my hair off.
Goodness gracious, GP.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
This world is dangerous.
It really is.
Woo, be back in a second.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't lean, but my house do. Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house, if you look out, you can see Eagles and a few yachts.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. That's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston. She's a 7-time world champion. Michael Jordan can't say that. She's a 7-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So the barbecue is obviously great at Memphis Barbecue Company. You know that. I hope you also know that even if you're not in the mood for barbecue, there's going to be something on that menu for you. They got salads, burgers, sandwiches, catfish, salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. Even if you're not in the mood for barbecue, you can still go to Memphis Barbecue Company and enjoy yourself. You know, it's the holiday season. Memphis Barbecue Company, they're making double-smoked, spiral-sliced hams. Each ham comes with reheating instructions and house-made glaze. You want to order one? Just call the store, 662-536-3763. 662-536-3763. Think about how that would be great for Thanksgiving. And you can take credit for it. Nobody has to know where you got that from. You can take credit for it. 662-536-3763. It's Memphis Barbecue Company. Online, memphisbbqco.com. Big Ben Bennett, I'm struggling today.
What's going on?
Having a rough one.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
Had a rough day. How can you tell?
Oh, you jagged.
It's that, well, no, it's, I can, that noticeable.
I can see the frustration in your face.
I have been frustrated all day. I've reached the point in my life, I am too old to be going to Sunday night concerts and then trying to be normal on the Monday.
Who'd you go see last night?
So my buddy Jameson is in Dwight Yoakam's band. You know Dwight Yoakam.
Mm, of course.
Country music legend.
An actor.
Accomplished actor.
Accomplished actor, yep.
Hey, very good actor.
I agree.
Love him in Sling Blade.
Yes, great in Sling Blade, yep.
Like, when I knew we were going to see Dwight Yoakam, I went back and watched his scenes from Sling Blade on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is awesome in that movie. Like, I was with some friends last night at the show, and they were like, I've never seen Sling Blade. I was like, how have you never seen Sling Blade? And the answer is, you know, she's like 24 years old. So, like, you know, Sling Blade was out before she was even born, probably. But great movie. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
John Ritter?
I believe that's right, yes.
And Dwight Yoakam.
That's right.
So my buddy Jameson is in Dwight Yoakam's band. He plays the fiddle and the keyboard. He's a multi-instrumentalist.
That's cool.
It's a cool thing to be, isn't it?
Absolutely. I wish I was multi-anything.
I wish I could play one instrument.
Me too.
He could play them all. So he's in Dwight Yoakam's band, and his wife, McGee, is our buddy as well. She's an actress and writer. She was in Walk the Line. Most famously. I believe she played Reba Cash, Johnny Cash's sister. So
great movie.
McGee and Jameson are friends of ours. And so Dwight Yoakam was in town last night at Graceland. And to support Jameson, we said, we'll go to a Dwight Yoakam show. Stayed out too late.
Yeah.
It out too late, and you got to, as you know, this comes on the heels of Little Lou's fifth birthday party, which was at the house yesterday.
That's a hell of a day. It was wild at your house.
It was wild at my house.
It was wild. There was kids everywhere.
Kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Wild. So we did a birthday party and then a concert and then ended up post-concert. Hey, one of those, like, hey, you guys want to grab one more drink? We go somewhere, grab one more drink, maybe two more. Boy, oh boy, this morning, those alarm clocks this morning were rough.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I was supposed to record a podcast at 8 a.m., the Island College Basketball Podcast. I had to send the group text.
Oh, what'd you say?
Any way we could push this back.
Yeah.
Any way we could push this back to
about these cobwebs off.
To about 9:15 or so. I gotta get my head straight. I'm gonna have to get my head straight. I'm gonna have to get up and get a cup of coffee and get my head straight. And then of course, like, I had to pack a bag because I'm about to get on a plane to go to Charleston, South Carolina. North Carolina at Charleston tomorrow night. That'll be fun. North Carolina doesn't programs like North Carolina don't go to places like Charleston.
That's what I was going to say. You don't ever hear about that, really.
I saw on StubHub, you know, you can, you know, when you look on the ESPN scoreboard page, college basketball scoreboard page, it's a business deal they've got, but it's like, you know, StubHub, lowest price ticket available, and you just sort of, it's there for every game. Guess what it is for tomorrow night, North Carolina. Hubert Davis taking the Tar Heels to the College of Charleston. What do you think it cost right now to get in that building? For a reference point, I'm looking at tomorrow night's schedule.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Memphis, tickets as low as $2.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, so USC at Florida Gulf Coast, tickets as low as $41. What do you think it costs to get into North Carolina College of Charleston?
I'm going to assume smaller arena for College of Charleston. So I'm going to say that you got to pay $70 to get in the door.
Tickets as low as $192.
Jeez.
It's a hot ticket, Big Bet Bennett.
It's an event in Charleston.
It's an event in Charleston tomorrow night. So I got to get on a plane and go to Charleston, South Carolina, which I'm looking forward to. But boy, I've been feeling it today. I used to could shake this stuff off. I could go, pop up the next day, no problem. This time it took a minute for me to.
Yeah, it's hard now.
It's just hard.
You can't shake it. There's not that people try to come up with their concoctions and ways to get past it. It's really tough.
It's tough. I feel like I know what LeBron James is going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he like I is getting older, and can't do the things you used to could do.
No.
Like I had my concert going prime, just like LeBron James had his basketball playing prime. It's quite clear to me. Those days are over for me.
Yeah.
Meantime, LeBron James can't play basketball because his abdomen is strained. Happens to the best of us, you know?
I think that's true. Yep.
Whew. The NFL season has given us a big Week 11 divisional matchup between rivals. It's the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. And FanDuel Sportsbook's about to make it even bigger. That's because they're giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. It means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. The Seahawks are struggling. Got shut out by Green Bay, so I guess I'm leaning toward Arizona. Might take the Seattle under as well. Add in a Kyler Murray over passing yards, and that could be a same-game parlay bet with a nice payout. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. That's one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. Plus, it's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and when you win, you're going to get paid in as little as 2 hours. And if you're already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend, plus your friend will get $50 too. Go see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Gary before the Cardinals take on the Seahawks. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, promo code Gary so they know I sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. What would you do with $10, $15, $20,000 extra in the bank? I'm sure you can think of lots of different things. And if you're selling your home, the Josh Heisel team at Keller Williams Realty, they can help you get that extra cash and more. Obviously, the market is booming right now, so anybody can sell your home, but only Josh Heisel and his team is going to be able to get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs, and if you're unhappy for any reason, at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. It's that simple. It's that convenient. If you are trying to sell your home, please call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. His name is Josh Heisel. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. 461-8147. He's on the web. Josh sells the Mid-South.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshheisel.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing.
Maybe you heard, but if not, let me tell you, Windows 11, it's here. Faster, it's easier, it's safer, but you don't want to try to upgrade on your own. Might be a mistake. You could lose something. Don't make that mistake. Take your computer to Cooper Systems. Let them handle it for you. I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for more than a decade now. They've been with the Gary Parish Show from the jump. They've never left, and that's largely because you guys have been letting them sell your computers and fix your computers year after year after year. Thank you for doing that. Remember, they got high-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems for a fraction of the price. They also handle data recovery. If you've got a power supply issue, they can fix that. USB port issue, they can fix that. Cracked screen, virus removal. Cooper Systems is your one-stop shop for all your computer needs. So when you need them, go there. 360-9679 is the phone number. 901-360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, including the Grizzlies going to be back inside FedEx Forum tonight trying to snap a three-game losing streak after a dreadful performance down in New Orleans. They are now a dead last in the NBA in defensive rating. This after finishing in the top 10 last season, specifically the seventh best defensive rating in the association last season. So far, through 13 games, they have not gotten similar results. Some of that, I think, is clearly because of the absence of Dylan Brooks, and now they're trying to get him comfortable back in the rotation again. But Dylan Brooks should not be the reason you go from seventh in defensive rating to 30th, last in the NBA in defensive rating. So they got to figure that out. They got to snap this three-game losing streak because, you know, they're now under 500 for the first time all season long. No better opponent to have if you're trying to snap a losing streak in the NBA than the Houston Rockets. They are 1-12 on the season. 0-7 in away games. So they have literally not done what you're asking them to do tonight, which is win on the road. So if the Grizzlies are anything other than 7-7, by the time you go to bed tonight, something went incredibly wrong. So let's just hope nothing goes incredibly wrong.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, around the country, it's probably Monday Night Football. For our purposes, it's Rockets-Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum. Grizz listed as an 11.5-point favorite. The total is 219. How you feeling, Big Bet Bennett?
Listen, you know I'm a bit of a homer. 11, after what I've seen from the Grizzlies recently.
11.5.
I'm just going to have to take Houston plus 11.5.
Big Bet Bennett has lost
Grizzlies
all hope.
Grizzlies are going to win, but, like, come on, man. They can't defend.
Can't guard.
Like, I think they're probably going to give up some points tonight. That's just what recent games have suggested.
What does it say when we reach the point where Big Bet Bennett can't lay points with the Grizz anymore?
This is just a one-off here, okay? I think that's a very big number, okay?
I didn't think we were going to get to this place.
I still like the Grizzlies to win.
Big Bet Bennett says take Houston plus the 11.5. My God, you know they're playing this inside FedEx Forum right now.
I understand.
It's a decent chance John Morant just heard you say that.
Well, I hope it's motivation.
I hope it's motivation, too. Big Bet Bennett says Houston plus 11.5. That's his pick.
What should I watch on TV?
The Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli is back on tonight for what's a pretty interesting Monday Night Football game, Rams 49ers.
Yeah, it's going.
So if you're going to watch it, you can watch it however you want. I don't really care. But Peyton and Eli will be watching it together and talking about it in real time and being joined by guests. It's a great television product that they have developed over there. And so if I've got an option on Monday Night Football to watch a traditional broadcast or the Peyton and Eli thing, at this point, I'm just watching the Peyton and Eli thing.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah. Jason Newman, who's a writer for Rolling Stone, he and a colleague published last night a new story on Marilyn Manson, the embattled rock star who is facing one sexual assault allegation after another. At Rolling Stone, they talked to 55 different people who have known Marilyn Manson at one point in his life or another, and wrote an incredibly detailed story about him that you can probably guess is not very flattering. So if that interests you at all, it was a good read. Interesting stuff. You can find it at rollingstone.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, looking back at Rockets Grizzlies, obviously getting ready for Memphis St. Louis. It'll be the Tigers' first real test of the season. Now, St. Louis isn't great. They lost their best player to an injury in the preseason, but that's still a team that is ranked top 100 at KenPom. They're 3-0 so far this season, so Memphis will probably be about a double-digit favorite, you know, right around 11, 12-point favorite, but still an interesting early season challenge. So we'll get you ready for that as well. Bennett's going to be hosting because I am going to be on sideline duty tomorrow night, North Carolina at College of Charleston. But I will join him live from Charleston, South Carolina, right at the top of the show. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.